The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis, I'm all wet, Jones. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you. A little bit of reference here and there, but it's going to be very good. So listen up real good. We promise not to get you all wet as well.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40-some-odd years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And that is our passion, that is our statement, that is our testimonial, Alive and Well.
That is our natural therapy.
That is exactly. And remember, too, the fabulous supplements, the fabulous foods, et cetera, and so forth, you can't get anywhere else. And so designed that you should get the ultimate of health and joy and brain power and et cetera in all different areas, okay? And remember, too, that we are the ecstatic owners, along with Darren, of the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Organic across the boards, magnificent tasting across the boards, fabulous prices, tremendous variety, and an interaction, which I've said before, but I have to say it again, the ultimate humility that we have this interaction with the local Maui organic farmers. Remember, Alive and Well has that. We are a family with them, okay? And every day we get the magnificent organic produce brought in from the local farmers, etc., and freshly and high potency squeezed juices, organic vegetable juices, all made from that. But very high potency and concentration, special equipment to do that, and only in the glass bottles, and only in that. And you have this, I have to have my rejuvenating green juices every single day that I go there, and the fabulous food that they make. Awesome. I'm spoiled. I'm a spoiled kid.
It's a real hardship, isn't it?
Definitely think that my relatives would call me a spoiled kid.
I think so.
It doesn't matter how old I am, I'm still spoiled. I'm spoiled rotten. Maybe my grandmother would have said that too. But it's okay. That's good. She always stressed the importance of frische Luft. That was my grandmother.
Frische Luft and frische Agua as
that's
well.
That's right. Well, and we're going to get to that. But first, frische Luft, because, of course, my Jewish background, my grandmother, frische Luft meant fresh air. It didn't matter that it was, in the middle of winter in New York, in Long Island. She opened the windows.
Gotta be open.
We had to be under, you know, all kinds of coats and everything in the bedroom to try to get through the night.
She had a great influence because although my parents never knew her, met her, she had the same influence on them.
That's
because
true.
We had lots of frische Luft in Iowa.
Frische Luft.
The window was open every night for fresh air, summer, winter, or spring.
Right. And speaking of the importance of the fresh, clean air, what have you got to say?
I've got fresh, clean water.
I got
water on the brain is what I got.
That's exactly right. And since you're going to be talking about the magnificent Vortex water, go right ahead and tell about it.
Well, they've heard the Vortex off and on for the last year or so.
How pure it is.
But I'm going to get study shows that drinking more water improves heart health. Okay? But it's got to be clean water.
That's right.
It's got to be alive and well water.
Yes.
It can't be sitting in a tank someplace forever and ever and finally just dribble out of your faucet. But here's the story. From the physicians. Heart disease is a condition in which the heart doesn't pump enough blood to the body, failing to meet its needs. It affects millions of Americans and is a leading cause of death in the United States. Okay, that's pretty well established. But a study published by the National Institutes of Health, the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, has found, quote, through examining longitudinal studies that span decades, that adults who consume more healthy water are less likely to experience heart disease.
Very important.
As simple as clean, healthy, vibrant, alive, and well water.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
You don't get that.
No.
99% of the water that's dribbling out of your faucet.
Full of chemicals.
Is not that.
Chemicals, plastics, et cetera.
Okay?
Go ahead.
So there's another little quote I wanted to read here.
Yes, it's very important how they summarize, isn't it? Absolutely.
Here we are. According to the National Council on Aging, proper hydration, drinking enough water, also improves brain performance and gives you energy. Water for energy? Try it sometime. You're thirsty, you have a big glass of Vortex water, and wow.
Ooh, much more oxygen, more cleanliness, much more purity.
It helps regulate your body temperature. It increases weight loss, flushes out toxins from vital organs and tissues, and stabilizes your heartbeat, and cushions joints, and improves digestion, and naturally rids your bladder of bacteria.
That's right, that's right.
It drains. It's the draining, the rejuvenation process, which removes the toxins, which allows you to drain all that dribble out of you, and in the process, revitalizes every cell in your body.
Right, absolutely.
It's incredible. That's the Vortex
water. Yeah, and
water.
You know, it's interesting because a natural cardiologist called himself the natural heart doctor has reinforced this with stating so much how much that the purest water flushes toxins from the body.
That's what we're talking about.
And he says flushes toxins out of the body and helps prevent cardiac toxicity. Harmful toxins impact heart function, cardiovascular disease they cause. Give your kidneys a boost by drinking the purest water, and you'll help your heart as well. Increases the effectiveness of the heart, as he says. And you know, he always says what you say, Den. Your heart pumps around 2,000 gallons of blood throughout your body every day.
Every day.
Hi, 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 what a working.
What a
you're
working.
Working, you're
okay.
Killing yourself. Oi, Malush de Slavin over there. Keeping your body hydrated increases the effectiveness of your ticker and allows your entire body to function more smoothly. Okay, so prevent the dehydration and it helps to regulate temperature. They go on and on with the same support system that you said. How is the Vortex different?
The Vortex is so vital. The Vortex water is compared always with fresh water tumbling down the mountainside, hitting rocks and other water molecules as it comes. It's a tumbling, vibrant, turbulent, falling action. That revitalizes the water. The hydrogen-oxygen ratio is improved dramatically.
Right.
The absorbability of the water is increased dramatically in that very process. And that's what you get with the Vortex. The Vortex is filtered, again, here in the store. As you turn on the faucet, it filters the water to the nth degree to get out any kind of debris.
That's
but
right.
But it also, as it tumbles out of the spigot in the faucet, it spins the water, if you will, and it comes out bubbly. Bubbly water, which maintains that texture, that consistency in your bloodstream.
Exactly right. And it's free of any chemicals, any toxins, everything, absolute purity. And interesting, because they have a quote, and they say it in both German, but it's also in, it's the same Yiddish quote over here. They call under the Vortex power, Mein Wasser.
Yeah, yeah.
And we used to call it that, which means my water.
My water.
And, you know, and that was they had it in the Hebrew. In the Yiddish, we used to call it, give me mein Wasser, mein Wasser. The Germans say it, but I can't, wie Kälfrisch. So I don't know what fresh water, but mein Wasser was how we used to say it all the time. And this talks here that they certify that gets the water gets free of hormones, heavy metals, pesticides, and plasticizers. Okay?
And the plasticizers are coming into quite a bit of renown. The microplastic particle. Micro means you can't see them.
That's right.
Microscopic size plastic particles are in our heart.
Yes.
Are in our liver.
Right. And where there is
our
a special,
brains.
Right.
Because that's what's in the water.
That's right. And we have a special report about what they recently discovered. We'll get to that in a bit. But, you know, I want to start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't play doctors. We don't put people on or off medications. A doctor's area, strictly nutritional educators. Educators, giving people clinically important information about what doctors have found and in about nutrients in clinical trials.
And written by doctors.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what we quote. But you know, this was this is so dear because this is a very most darling, joyful, enthusiastic guy, full of love for us. And that just fills up my heart, just fills me up. The show and the comedy. Yes! Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was raised on comedy. Comedy, oh my God, the answer for everything. Also, he says his star.
Are you going to do your Milton Berle impersonation
I'm
now?
I'm not going to do Milton Berle, though I watched him every week. And, and you know, and all the other ones I was to sing too, okay? George Burns, you know, I'm going to say, yeah, a whole thing. Also, the gentleman said his star player is Pain Power. He said he couldn't say enough about it. He said he was diagnosed with sciatica, terrible pain, and diagnosed medically with sciatica. Now he's completely free of pain and dancing. I said, you're dancing? He says, right. And he said to Dennis, I'm going to show you my two-step rhythm, Dan. You got to see this. And he did some great wiggles and some great moves.
But I was humiliated beyond belief.
You didn't copy him.
He could dance much better than I could dance.
And you didn't even try, Dan.
No, I didn't.
I hung
my head in shame.
Okay, and I kicked you out of the room. But beside that, and the gentleman says he tells so many others to take Pain Power. Mm-hmm. That's, and he's just giving him so much joy. And can you fill in with what a great lady told you?
You know, he tells other people about Pain Power. Everybody who uses Pain Power tells somebody else Pain Power.
That's right.
How effective it is, how they love it, what it does for them. Okay. Here's a lady. She stopped in to our show. Mona reported, she said she listened to our show.
Yeah, she listened to that show.
And
yes.
Mona was talking about how Allermax saved Mona from the giant centipede bite that she received.
Yes, I was close to death. We were at another place. Our son had gotten us a gift for another place for your birthday. Walked into that room and got a knife in the foot, and a giant centipede was there.
Which
and
I brutally
you murdered right away, but it took a while to get
with great vengeance.
It took a while to get the emergency vehicle out over there. Well, I couldn't breathe, and everything was swollen up. My leg was swelling. Everything was flaming red. And you said, where's the... I couldn't breathe. It was a very, very dangerous moment. Mm-hmm. And you said, where's the Allermax? Where's the Allermax? And and you took it out of my purse, put it into my mouth, dribbled some water in. And within 10 minutes, the giant leg was going back to normal. Mm-hmm. And when the emergency people came over, they couldn't believe it. They were watching and watching.
Well, you were sitting there on the divan like the Queen of Sheba. Yes, gentlemen.
Oh,
please,
Gary,
come
when
on
do you
in.
Turn off the
come
mic?
Come on in,
when
guys.
Do you do
yes,
it?
Oh, you've got here finally. Thank you very much.
Then they
what
said,
can I do for you?
They said, what's the miracle? Uh-huh. What's this miracle? Look at this. Everything was going back to normal completely within 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I said, Allermax, which is a natural combo of nutrients that stop allergic and reactions and all kinds of
and
different
toxicity.
Things. Yes,
it wasn't 10 minutes, honey. It was 7 minutes.
Well, maybe
I timed it.
I was a little more concerned about my state of life and death.
What?
Yeah. So what did the lady do? What did
so
the
wait
lady
a minute.
Do?
It finally dawned on me. We had Allermax, and I gave you the Allermax with some water.
That's right.
And the noise continued, the crying and the screaming continued for a couple of minutes. And all of a sudden, I looked at my watch. It was 7 minutes from the time you swallowed that till all of a sudden it was complete heavenly silence.
Silence.
Unbelievable.
I wasn't dead. I was alive and well.
Absolutely.
And you know, I'll never forget that story because I had learned way before being an allergic asthmatic. And later on, our own granddaughter saw the miracle of that when she was very serious asthmatic and allergic. And has been free since. The thing is that I learned, never travel without the Allermax, never get a, because it was my answer. It really was.
Well, the paramedics were astounded.
They were, that's what I meant.
They were astounded. What? You took what? Allermax. What is that? They could not believe that within 7 minutes,
they were watching that whole giant leg swelling and everything come down to normal. And anyway, so the lady heard that in the show, and then this is what she was saying.
She said she listened to the show and heard about your testimonial. And she said that she was also bitten by a large centipede and rubbed Allermax in and on the wound.
That's right.
She didn't take it orally. She took it orally along with rubbing it on the wound itself. And it disappeared.
In a few minutes.
She didn't give a time frame on this one.
She told it to. She actually said.
Within a few minutes.
Yeah. She said it was incredible. But I never heard that. So that was a thing we learned new, wasn't it, dear? I never thought of rubbing the element. It was just all nutrients and no side effects and no gluten and no allergens and no toxicity whatsoever, nutrient combination.
That's what it is.
That's right.
Just as simple
as
that.
It's just wonderful, but we've seen nonstop miracles.
Thank God she didn't call me to come over and kill the centipede.
Hopefully she did right away. Hopefully she did. Okay.
Anyhow. It's Allermax, folks. It really works wonders, and there's no undesirable side effects.
No.
It just helps your body do what your body's designed to do.
Right.
And that is to prevent the inflammation and all the negative aspects of an allergen of any sort,
exactly.
Whether it's ragweed or whether it's whatever the allergy is.
Exactly. Okay. And brilliantly put together all of nutrients that really stop off that histamine reaction in the body and bring the body back to its normal.
There you go.
And I know that when I learned about that years before, because it had been such a miracle with my asthma and allergies, and then later on with our grandchild, as I said, I wouldn't travel without it. And I would even take it if I knew before I was going on a plane or something. I would take it before I got there in case I ate anything or there was an allergen I was exposed to. I would take it every day just to be. So we're very grateful for a natural foods company to have put that together. Okay?
Does the job, babe.
And you know, one of the big jobs, because our constant testimonials are how super digestizyme, properly digesting the food, the alive and well combination of everything perfectly done, digesting the food is the important thing that stops a lot of what's called acid reflux and all of the things. But this is a brand new, big-time thing in the news. This was reported in, now, please, everybody, please listen, open an ear to this. The big-time medical journal is the Journal of the American Medical Association. That's the big-time medical journal by doctors. And it was reported in their report Neurology, that's nerve situation, in 2016. And this is their report. Not Mona, not Dennis. This is their report. Heartburn, acid reflux drugs increase risk of dementia, say the doctors, according to the study.
Right.
From 40 to 50%
incredible.
Heartburn drugs.
Those are antacid drugs.
Right. And one big one later on, but that's another story, has now been accused of causing many forms of cancer, but that's another story.
And heart disease.
And here, this is just a reading from the Journal of the American Medical Association. In the journal, they published a story called Neurology, and heartburn / acid reflux drugs increase risk of dementia from 40 to 50%. Is that what you want? And I'm going to give this to you in a second, Dan. A class of drugs called anticholinergics, to reduce choline
in the brain,
right, is one of the major causes of cognitive decline. The surprising offenders, these are the doctors according to their statements, include over-the-counter sleep aids, cognitive decline, major cause, sedating meds such as Benadryl, and even antidepressants and urinary incontinence treatments. And now, say the doctors, heartburn acid reflux medication such as Prilosec and Prevacid are getting the attention of dementia researchers. It's appalling, they say, because millions of people have tummy problems and pop these drugs like candy. Could you read this here, please, Dennis?
Could I ever?
Go right ahead. They pop these drugs like candy. The paragraph right after that.
It says, that's a bad idea, they said. A link between dementia and heartburn medications with proton pump inhibitors was first explored in a large German study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Neurology, in 2016. These researchers studied proton pump inhibitor use in huge populations, 73,679 men and women, 75 years and older, who were dementia-free at the beginning of the study. They didn't have dementia at the startup.
That's okay? Right. That's very important. And again, major medical research and major report in major medical journal. Okay?
Okay.
Not Moan and Den.
The drug usage...
Oh, go right ahead, sweetheart.
The drug usage increased the risk of dementia in men by 52%. More than half the guys had dementia as a result of using these drugs, and in women by 42%, compared to non-user folks the same age. The study concluded that the avoidance of proton pump inhibitor medications could indeed prevent the development of dementia.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing? If I may, here's how they work. Keep in mind, you've heard of hydrochloric acid. That's a major, major digestive component. It breaks down your foods, separates the fiber and things from the nutrients, and makes it a very viable solution for absorption of the nutrients as it passes through your intestine. Hydrochloric acid, very important. And when people have heartburn or gastroesophageal reflux, they're told they have too much acid. Well, if you can follow this, let me give you the real scoop according to internists and physicians who are on the natural bent. They say this, that when you're young, you have very high hydrochloric acid levels in your digestive system. And that high level of hydrochloric acid stimulates the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus, which opens and closes when you swallow food. It stimulates that sphincter to close tightly between swallows. But unfortunately, we age, and as we age, our ability to do a lot of things diminishes. One of those diminished capabilities is to properly digest our food. And because we have lower levels of hydrochloric acid and enzyme production in our stomach, the lower levels are not sufficient to stimulate the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus to open and close properly. So it opens and stays open. And the hydrochloric acid that's there is insufficient to properly digest your food because part of it is sliding up your esophagus and threatening you with throat cancer. So what holistic physicians say to do is to take a digestive enzyme, like Superdigestazyme, which is sufficient in hydrochloric acid to stimulate the sphincter at the bottom of the esophagus to again squeeze tightly shut between swallows like it did when you were a kid.
That's right.
But when the acid slides up your stomach,
ooh,
that burns, and that's not
right.
Fun.
No.
And the drugs do stop the burning, those antacid drugs. But, like all drugs, they have undesirable side effects. Those undesirable side effects are that it lets putrefactive bacteria overwhelm your stomach and your intestines and your colon.
And it's also been connected with a bone breakdown and jaw necrosis, the death of your jawbone.
You're not digesting.
But now there's a major class action lawsuit. I don't want to put names on. I'm always afraid of retaliation. A big-time heartburn medication has now been connected with many forms of cancer. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge class action lawsuit.
Because it stops the natural function of the acids in your body.
That's exactly right, okay. Which you need in order to live.
And when you use the superdigestazyme, the digestive enzymes, that increases the acid content of your stomach, which sounds terrible, but it really is very comforting because it forces the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus to squeeze tightly shut again between swallows.
Right.
So the acid doesn't come up your esophagus.
No, and the food is properly digested.
The acids properly digest your food and knocks out the putrid putrefactive bacteria, the H. pylori, the C. difficile, the leaky gut syndrome.
Right.
These are all symptoms of low stomach digestive acid and enzymes.
And you get many, you know, when you get the low hydrochloric acid and enzymes and the food doesn't get digested, there's these putrefactive and other bacteria thrive and flourish. They cause tremendous damage to the whole alimentary canal, to
of
the
course,
whole digestion,
yeah.
And they break down. It causes a lot of poisons to get excreted in the system. We don't want that, and it's simple to correct.
And it's leaky gut syndrome is one of those dysfunctions that occurs.
Yes.
And you suddenly find that you're telling yourself, well, I used to love that particular food, whatever it is, but it no longer seems to agree with me. Maybe I have an allergy, so you start taking allergy drugs. Folks, what you might want to do is what holistic physicians have been recommending for years, and is to take the super digestizyme, which is a perfectly designed formula, digest your food like you did when you were 20 years old, and so many unfortunate negatives just disappear.
That's right, and you feel like you're young again,
you
can really enjoy your food.
And you might overeat again.
No side effect. No, you're going to be happy and going to eat correctly because Alive and Well is following after you.
That's right.
Just like the lady came in yesterday, I didn't hear she was running around and so happy. She had to talk to you. She says, "Dennis has told me to cut out sugar for years. I finally did it." She said, "I finally did it. I feel wonderful. Feel wonderful." That's all I saw because I was very busy at that time. But she said that, and she got a hold of you, and I'd never seen her quite like that.
Well, and also, part of it is what you remind people of all the time. When you want to get rid of sugar, don't just get rid of sugar. You can't just stop eating sugar. You use substitutions.
That's what I always say.
Okay?
That, you know, instead of elimination, the big black gap, mm-hmm. substitution. Healthy, delicious. We can do wonderful snacks, ketogenic, with sweeteners that are not fake with all of their terrible side effects, but they have the stevia, the plant stevia, or monk fruit. There's a lot of great choices, even xylitol from birch trees.
But not aspartame.
No.
And none of the other drugs, because they create cancer.
That's right. Anyhow, there's another article, this Dr. Kate Rayom, reporting here about mitochondria and chronic fatigue. She says the chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS, affects 2 million North Americans. The condition leaves people continually exhausted in a way that is unrelieved by rest and is immune to stimulants, okay? But she goes on to say something that Dennis has often said, that biological batteries, she says, humans are energetic beings by nature. A healthy person produces the equivalent of 1,200 watts of energy per day. Power is generated in almost every cell by tiny powerhouses called mitochondria, mitochondria, you've often said, right, Dan?
That's right, Annie.
Exactly. And you can think of mitochondria as minuscule digestive systems within each cell. Wow, I never thought of that.
Well, go ahead. I'll explain.
Within each cell. These generators transform energy from the food we eat into the cellular energy that drives us. Called adenosine triphosphate. We have talked about that.
ATP,
cellular
right.
energy. A typical human cell contains 2,500 mitochondria per cell in the human body.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. A typical cell. But a heart cell.
That's why she goes right into saying that.
Okay.
An active cell, such as in the ever beating heart or never resting brain, can have upwards of 100,000. Mitochondria.
500,000.
Okay, which can take 1/4 of precious cellular real estate. The average person contains a mind-boggling 10 quadrillion of
cells.
These microscopic energy-producing units. Okay? To help you relate, a quadrillion is 1,000 billion. Believe this? And she says specific nutrients work directly within the mitochondria and are integral to energy production. For example, cardio coenzyme Q10.
Amazing.
Plays a key role in moving electrons along the mitochondrial conveyor belt towards ATP formation. Low levels of this form of CoQ10 are consistently associated with severe fatigue in CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome sufferers. And studies show that those with the lowest levels of the cardio Q10 suffer the most. And then she says, we can't leave the subject. She goes on and on about how CoQ10, but she goes, acetyl-L-carnitine, an amino acid that drives fatty acids into the mitochondria for fat burning, okay, is much lower in CFS patients and is needed to take as a supplement. Mm-hmm. You were going to say?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a mouthful. What you just read is incredible.
I have always a big mouth. That's why I can get a mouthful going.
I wasn't implying that.
Big mouth. A big mouth can get mouthful.
Honey, I would never say that about you.
No, you wouldn't say that about me. Ay vey. You know, you're a testimony, all of our dear listeners. I'm glad you're not a jury over here, because I think the evidence would prove otherwise, okay? And then you'd have to vote. All right. Go ahead, Dennis.
What was the subject? Besides your
I
big
lost
mouth.
It.
What
was it? Acetyl-L-carnitine and all of that.
Acetyl-L-carnitine. Oh, my God. Well, the CardioQ10 and the acetyl-L-carnitine and the R-alpha-lipoic acid. These three are a real team because they create energy. They create vitality. They create life in every cell. And they do it by activating what? The mitochondria and the adenosine triphosphate production. That's the energy engine. Those are the, whatever, you've got a sports car with a 600 horsepower engine. Well, you've got 600 horsepower engines in every cell in your body, but especially in the vital organs, the heart, the brain, the liver, the kidneys, the lungs, are very high energy consuming organs. They've got to have what they've got to have. They've got to have the mobile one super lubricating oil. They've got to, in the form of super omega-3 fish oils. They've got to have those other vital molecular energizers, the CardioQ10, the acetyl L-carnitine, which goes into the brain. Regular L-carnitine does not make it into the brain, but the acetyl L-carnitine does. It crosses the blood-brain barrier, and everybody's happy mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's amazing what can happen.
It is amazing, and you know, acetyl L-carnitine has also been a leader for more than 50 years in Europe. For brain regeneration, for preventing and helping to reverse dementia of
all types. That's right.
So it's been a major thing, and it's also acetyl L-carnitine has also been shown to make the liver much more effective in helping to reverse fatty liver disease and all
Indeed.
Of that because it
and
helps to break
disease.
That. Yes, and speaking of kidneys, wow, you're a psychic kid. You're a psychic kid.
Yeah.
Psycho and psychic.
Yeah.
And here's another doctor, Stephanie Rubino, says kidney disease. Know the basics. And she says more than one in seven U.S. adults, 37 million people U.S. of A, are estimated to have chronic kidney disease.
I didn't know those numbers.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either.
And she says about the size of two fists, these two bean-shaped organs, filter about half cup of blood every minute.
Half a cup of blood every minute.
And the kidneys remove waste products, extra fluid, and keeps a healthy balance of salts and minerals and mm-hmm. all. But it doesn't end there. These critical organs, she says, make hormones that control blood pressure, support strong bones, red blood cells, and a family history of kidney disease, diabetes, high body mass index, and certain autoimmune conditions, as well as exposure to medications, heavy metals, and drugs are risk factors. And the warning signs that she says here, Dan, and are here, they are high blood pressure, blood and protein or protein in the urine, frequent, difficult or painful urination, puffiness around the eyes, swelling hands and feet, fatigue, reduced appetite, weight loss, skin color changes, itching, anemia, and lower quality of life also indicate kidney problems. And what does she say? The main supplement, one of the main supplements for that is vitamin K2. Now that really opened my eyes.
Well,
deficiency, and I'm saying it's a simple sentence, and then I want you to go on. Vitamin K2 deficiency is common in individuals with chronic kidney disease. Because it can, again, you're going to say how this arterial calcification without the K2 is highly prevalent in individuals with chronic kidney disease, increasing death from heart attacks, et cetera, and especially in dialysis patients. She says vitamin K2 is a powerful inhibitor of tissue calcification, and supplementation is very helpful in preventing deficiency and reducing the development of cardiovascular disease.
And it also helps, you mentioned reducing calcification. It does that through every cell in your body. okay, your heart, your brain, your legs, everywhere. But also reducing the excessive calcification that occurs in the kidneys, which results in what? Kidney stones. Okay.
Yes.
So the vitamin K2 aids in removing excess calcium from the kidneys, like it does from every other cell. But excess calcium buildup and plaque buildup in the kidneys results in kidney stones, which can be god awful. If you ever knew anybody or ever had kidney stones or knew anybody, remember the fellow we did, Ted, what was his name, and we did Jacques Brel. He had a history of kidney stones, and he told me on several occasions, when that stone hits, my God, I'm crawling on the floor, screaming
right,
to high heaven,
that's right.
Absolute agony. Well, I'm not saying you're going to get that, but you can use the chanca piedra, which is very important in helping reduce kidney stones. And I'll let you talk about that.
Okay.
And you can also make sure that you don't have excess calcium buildup anywhere in your body, whether it's an artery going to your foot or whether it's a neurotransmitter functioning circulatory problem in the brain. Vitamin K2 helps to remove that plaque and the excess calcium and redirect that excess calcium where? Into your bones, where it belongs.
Absolutely. And you know, K2 is the miracle worker for cardiovascular disease, everything. Mm-hmm. Keeping the heart healthy, getting the flow of blood, protecting against heart attacks.
That's right.
And for what's been used for centuries, and I love learning new languages, but it's a wildcrafted, the royal chanca piedra.
Chanca piedra.
But remember, when you speak another language, speak the other language. That's what I learned from the French teachers I had.
Okay.
When you speak,
but your Spanish accent sounds like your French accent.
It does, because I learned French. Do you want me to say it in Yiddish? What do you want here? Chanca piedra? Does it sound better? It's kidney bladder support, but it's also liver and gallstone that saved my life.
Yeah.
But besides that, even in their report, chanca piedra means to break up stones in Quechua and Spanish. Mm-hmm. Is that American Indian? Quechua. It promotes healthy kidney function, supports bladder and healthy urination, promotes a healthy uric acid level in the body, and supports healthy distribution of calcium in the body. That's been absolutely proven for centuries. Thank God we got the originators and the best, wonderful product of the Royal Chanca Piedra. You make it as a tea, you take it by capsules, you can take it in a liquid. It's got every form you could take. That whatever's convenient for you, but it breaks up that calcification, which is pain beside everything else.
Not only
affliction, but pain, and in the gallbladder and liver.
But breaks up is a general term. It actually dissolves
the stones. It beautifully.
Okay,
dissolves it beautifully with an absolute. It's 100% organic, and completely free of any side effect whatsoever. And they even say that can be very helpful. They have lots of testimonials for damaged kidneys, improving them, difficult urination, kidney stones, yes, but also bladder infections.
Mm-hmm.
Because having a lot of these crystals that are there can support the growth of E. coli bacteria that cause bladder infections.
Yeah.
And you don't want to support them. You want to get rid of them. And it's very easy. It's very easy. We use it every day. You know, we just do that to keep safe. And again, it saved me. Chanca piedra has been used traditionally for a wide variety of conditions, including liver, hepatitis, excess uric acid, as well as gallbladder and kidney stones, as they say that. And that's what happened to me that one time, that urgent thing. They said, you have to have your gallbladder removed, horrible pain, ran home, started the chanca piedra tea, and a week later, all my ducts were plugged up to the liver, enzymes off the charts, 100% normal and healthy, and the wonderful doctor at that time sent his patients. He couldn't believe it, and sent his patients who had this gallbladder condition to come and get the chanca piedra, royal chanca piedra, but not just kidney, bladder, liver, and gallbladder too, for those obvious reasons. And isn't that amazing, though, that for centuries and centuries, this beautiful, and it's a beautiful plant, this beautiful, and they show a picture of it, but a beautiful plant has been growing and in, you know, the great divine plant.
That's real folk medicine, honey. What? That's real folk medicine. They've known
it
that
is.
For years and years and years and years. before encapsulation ever entered the picture. But now it's encapsulated as well. You can brew the tea at home, just as many hundreds of years ago ancestors did. But you can brew the tea at home, but you can also, excuse me, you can also take the capsules.
That's right.
Or you can take the liquid extract.
That's right.
It's the simplest, easiest way to.
Yes, we use it every day. We're enormous believers, enormous, and I've never seen it fail. And again, side effect, no.
Right.
Zero. And you know, Dennis, the you were talking before about, and it's not a good thing, I'm just laughing, but about the prevalence of plastic. Oh, prevalence of plastics. Prevalence of plastics. Mm-hmm. So, Pop, you were talking about the prevalence of plastics in the environment mm-hmm. and how toxic they are when we were talking about the vortex water. And I want to share this with you because this is a big thing. Oh, my gosh. It's a lot of reports on this thing here.
Well, they are invisible plastic particles.
That's right.
Can't see them with the naked eye. Only see them with magnification. But they are there. And they're prevalent in water supplies across the country.
That's right.
Why? Because people use a lot of plastics. There's miles of, what was that place in the Pacific? There's a spot in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, which had the name, which is, as far as the eye can see, plastic residue, bottles and containers floating in the middle of the ocean.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
They haven't sunk, but they are degrading.
Yes,
as plastic does everywhere,
and contaminating, okay. And poisoning.
Yeah.
Well, this is a new study, and this is in a medical thing, Science News, and they show pictures of this.
Mm-hmm.
Microplastics, tiny elements of plastic, found in lung tissue of living humans for the first time, reported in this study. Researchers have discovered microplastic deep in the lungs of living humans for the first time. Scientists at Hull York Medical School in England published their findings in the journal Science of the Total Environment. That's the name of the journal. The first such study to show microplastics in the lung tissue of living people. They go on and on and on and on about microplastics here. We could spend a day. But they do say that microplastics are extremely small particles composed a mixture of polymers and functional additives. They talk about the size released into the environment because of the disposal and breakdown in consumer products, industrial waste. And the researchers in the study collected lung tissue from living patients undergoing surgical procedures at Castle Hill Hospital and Hull University Teaching Hospitals to see what was present. So they just observed all these microplastics, and they go on to say the presence of propylene used in plastic packaging, plastic bottles, and microplastics found in human, all kinds of things. Laura Sadowski, senior lecturer in respiratory medicine at Hull York Medical School, lead author of the study. It was in the upper lung, and it shows that even different parts of the lung passage are very narrow, so they never expected the highest number of particles to be there. They just say it's because humans are being exposed to these microplastics. Can you read this summary here, there, Dan? Read that summary, please.
Yeah, that's quite a sum.
That's quite a sum. That's something I never knew. Go ahead.
Researchers now plan to conduct further studies regarding the impacts and of the microplastics.
Go ahead. Right. Take some Vortex.
And that have effect on your respiratory health. While health effects of ingesting microplastics are not clear, a University of Hull study published in 2021 asserted that they do indeed cause cellular death or allergic reactions.
So just consuming it in the foods you eat and the things you take that are
contaminated. The water you drink.
The water you drink.
Which you don't get with
Vortex water. And it says that's certified, the Vortex is certified free of any plastics whatsoever.
That's right.
Go ahead.
The findings, the latest findings, they say, come after a group of researchers in Europe said in March that they had discovered microplastics in human blood for the first time ever.
Wow.
Scientists in the Netherlands obtained blood samples from 22 anonymous healthy adult donors and analyzed them for particles. they discovered that 17 or 77% of the donors indeed had microplastic particles in their blood.
That's why it's so critical.
And also, you mentioned in organs.
That's right. This was in the lungs.
The lungs and the liver, the kidneys would be major, major depositories.
Unbelievable. And, you know, and when you can say it's a random sentence, but proven to the vortex water, proven to be free of any 99.99 free to any sediment of any kind of plastic whatsoever,
or pollutant of any kind
whatsoever.
Yeah.
And so, how critically is that? But also, remember that there these chemicals that they were telling, they have a whole host of, which are in the foods. They're in the foods, probably glycol, other. They're in so many foods if they're not organic. They're in these foods, and if they're not raised organically, and you ingest it, but do you want them up there in your lungs and in your kidneys? Do you want that?
Do you want them anywhere, your brain?
Good gosh.
Your eyes, anywhere.
So how critically important it is to be what Dennis and I have always called ourselves, fanatic organics. Fanatic organics.
Fanatic organics.
Yeah, fanatic organics. Because the fanatic organics, we across the board, not just at the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well, but everything we do, everything, you know, it's got to be organic. Because if it's not, the contaminants can do more things than you could ever imagine, and we don't want that. We want to live and be alive and well. And there are so many ways, and you know, Den, there's so many topics, but. Now they're being reported by medical researchers about fake foods. There's only so much we can cover in one thing, but the lying thing about fake foods, we'll get to that, that these chemicals that are in these so-called plant-based egg and meat products for people trying to avoid anything. Oh, I don't want an egg. I want to get, you know, the vegan or the vegetarian. Oftentimes, I'm not saying it's every, they can also be have 50 chemical ingredients that are decidedly, as the experts say, unrelated to the animals they mimic. Independent research has found that fake meat safety studies are funded by the companies making these fake foods.
That's right.
And they talk about the terrible chemicals and all the things that they do, and we don't have a lot of time to get into them, but again, what are the one things that they said is like a plastic derivative? Propylene glycol. Is an odorless, colorless, synthetic liquid substance that absorbs water. It is used by the cosmetic industry as a moisturizer. It's in the fake meats, okay?
Yeah.
The so-called vegetables.
Well, there's
beware
a long,
of these
long,
five
long
chemicals.
List. A yeah, long
they say,
list.
Beware of these five chemicals, the experts say, hiding in fake meat, okay? These ultra-processed meat alternatives, to make them, they have a whole lot of chemical ones. Tertiary, can you read, well, okay, they have many others, dear. So, but I can't read this one.
Well, they get flavorings.
Yes, that's right.
They're trying to make it taste something like meat, but what chemicals do they use? Again, it's a toxic chemical.
It's a toxic. I just didn't include just the tertiary one. Read the tertiary, the top tertiary.
Tertiary, butyl hydroxychloroquine, is a synthetic preservative that starts as hydroquinone. An agent used in developing photos in the photographic lab. This is particularly important to me because my dad was an avid photographer, had his own dark room, did his own developing and his own printing, and it was major chemicals the whole way to get these chemical reactions to make the picture come to life.
And wasn't he also a photographer in World War II?
Yeah.
As a soldier, a pilot? Yeah, okay, that's right.
He was stationed in Guam in the Navy.
That's right. Go ahead.
Okay. And hydroxychloroquine is added to processed foods to prevent discoloration.
Whoa!
Right?
And they said it's one of the main things with the plastics and all these chemicals that get dry and toxins getting.
And it also hides odors. So you don't want your plastic food to smell like plastic. You add this other chemical, which makes it, and some other flavorings and some colorings, synthetic drug chemicals all the way down
more
the line.
More deadly garbage.
And suddenly you have something that's better than the real thing, according to
liars,
them.
Liars, okay. Pants on fire. Who said that?
And it also,
I said it.
Okay. Studies link the additive to cancer, to vision loss, to liver enlargement, to neurotoxic effects, and to convulsions in lab animals.
Oh, my gosh.
But TBHQ also affects human behavior, TBHQ is what? Tertiary butyl hydroxychloroquine. That's TBHQ. And it affects human behavior. Research shows that it damages the function of your immune system and leads you to be more susceptible to all disease. There's also erythrocyte. Good Lord.
I know, and he goes
red
on
red dye
and on.
Number three. This food, coloring, was banned by the FDA in non-food products like cosmetics after it was linked to cancer.
Unbelievable.
But they still allow it in food.
There it goes.
But this bright pink red dye can still be used in foods, including meat alternatives.
Meat alternatives.
Right. And made from coal tar, it is linked to thyroid abnormality, brain dysfunction, hyperactivity, light sensitivity, and asthma.
Right, that's
right. There goes the lungs.
Oh, there goes the lungs. So we don't want, we don't serve any of those. We don't, there are wonderful vegan and vegetarian foods that are there without any chemicals. No chemicals.
They're real food, not synthetic.
They're real food, and they're organically produced. And just like these experts say, don't do the soy and everything. The soy isn't in there, okay?
Soy is highly estrogenic.
Estrogenic, which can cause a lot of problems. So again, go where you trust. Go to Alive and Well. Go where you trust. Don't take this garbage, and don't do this garbage. And I can't believe they allow this. And again, paid off. Money makes the world go round, as a famous...
Well, the whole food industry, the drug industry, is dependent upon the payoffs.
That's right. But so you come to Alive and Well, because Alive and Well really is your family. We are really committed to helping you. Okay, we're committed. Thankfully, we aren't committed in a mental institution yet because of being Fanatic Organics. But I'll be a Fanatic Organic. We'll both till we're Fanatic Organics up in heaven, wherever. Well, we'll be a Fanatic Organics forever and ever. So come to Alive and Well. We have the wonderful formulas that are there for you, and you can ship. You can get the beautiful foods at the cafe. Call the 877-4950. We'll have it ready for you just when you want to come in and get it. Or you can come in and check the menu, see what other things you like. But whatever is convenient for you, it's there.
Or you can use the app. Just the app is Broth at Alive and Well. The whole menu is presented for you. You can pick out what you want. You can enter in whenever you want to pick it up, or we will take it out to your car, whatever's good for you.
All of that. And that same number, 877-4950, for all of our services. We can ship for you. We can mail. If you have loved ones somewhere else, or you can't make it into the store, whatever, we can accommodate all of that at the 877-4950. And remember, we're not doctors, but we are reporting what doctors have done. We can share information in a beautiful, comfortable, gorgeous couch area that no charge. Make a time with Dennis or Mona. No charge. 877-4950. Set up a time one-on-one with you, or if you have a family member you want to bring in too, that's fine. But set up a time so we're not with somebody else when you happen to drop by and want to talk, okay? That would be very great. 877-4950. And remember the wonderful formulas that we have, the beautiful things like that we've been mentioned. They're not available anywhere else. And Broth Cafe, and you can fill up your bottles of the Vortex water. You can learn more about any of the things. Come in and learn. Come in and grow. Come in and have a fabulous time. We're there for you and always have been there for you. We love you and care about you, okay?
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, just one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.